Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And today, I'm going to do a quick episode on gratitude for 2023 and blessings on 2024 for this year that we just started. We're 2 days in. It's January 2nd, 2024. I want it to be June already so it can be sunny and hot and summer. And my birthday and all that good stuff. But nah, we're in the cool days of winter. And we're here in the Infinite Talks podcast frequency. And I just wanted to share my gratitude, man. Gratitude. 2023 was an amazing year. A lot of cool things happened. Had a lot of cool guests on the podcast. From the beginning to the end. It was a great journey. I had a lot of interesting people share their thoughts. And give me some other time to talk about cool stuff that I like to talk about and stuff that interests me as far as, you know, positivity goes and just sharing good news and good thoughts and always looking for the brighter things in life because we're just bombarded by negativity. I mean, all throughout the year, all throughout the day, every single time you look at your phone, there might be a negative news that impacts you first before any positive stories go into your mind. So I want to be part of the latter. I want to be part of the people who actually sharing some positivity out there. I know this year was, you know, jam-packed with all kinds of guests from all walks of life, from all over the states. 2023 was an amazing year. I had Robert, I had Jay, Jump Out LO, you know, Mr. Khalif Wins, Nico from New York. We had Tony the rapper from Colorado. We had, amazing guest, Mr. Mariner, you know, from Arizona, I think. No, where is he at? I know he moved. And then we also had Sabo Shen. I said that already. And we had, who else from the West Coast? Mr. Mariner, Sabo Shen. And then I think that was it. No, and then we had Mr. Navarro Lazarus. A lot of cool people that came on the episodes this year, sharing a lot of good energy, cool thoughts. There's some guests that are pending to be recorded. And also some of the cool things that happened is that we had a lot of good traction when I started inviting different people from TikTok and just people that I know, like Mr. Robert, man. Robert, him and Jay, we did a few episodes where we're like talking about conspiracies, you know, positivity, books, and it's just amazing journeys, man. Like I met a lot of good friends this year because of the podcast. And just people who listen to the podcast all over the world, man. I look at the stats and I'm like, wow, there's people from all over the world listening to this podcast. It might not be a lot, but it's something, right? And I think gratitude is very key when you're starting something from the bottom, and maybe you know, you're looking for just an outlet to create an outlet for people to really check it out and just have something to listen to that, you know, it might be in their frequency or something that they want to get into. And I know the Infinite Talks podcast is about that. It's about sharing the positivity, sharing the energy, mind, body, spirit, you know, financial literacy, financial intelligence, financial IQ, whatever you want to call it. But this year has been a lot of growing, a lot of learning, a lot of lessons learned this year. You know, not everything was positive. There's some negative outcomes in life, but we need to learn from them. I think if you're able to learn from them, you're able to grow and appreciate the things that you have and appreciate the things that you're living through so you can make the bigger things in your life happen. You know, you need to appreciate the small things, the small wins, appreciate the losses. And one thing I learned from Sabo Shen this year was like, hey, man, it's not a loss. It's actually a learning. When you're learning, you know, when you're taking an L, consider it as a learning experience instead of a loss. And I'm like, wow, that really was a game changer thought. Also, is this year alone, man. Just read a lot of books, different books. Thanks to all the people that shared different books, that, you know, gave me a book, or just reading in general, man, has helped me a lot to open my mind. I'm still reading the Steve Jobs book. I'm in chapter 12 right now. I finished reading the Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That was an interesting, very fun book to read, because I can relate to a lot of the things that Mr. Robert was talking about in that book. I've reflected a lot on things that I could do better and things that I can improve on. And, you know, sometimes it's a challenging thing, because we're so used to, like, certain lifestyles and habits, and we're used to living in a certain way, and we get too comfortable. And one thing that I've learned in the past is that when you're the most uncomfortable is when you make the most impact and the most growth in yourself. When you're too comfortable, you just don't move too fast, or you kind of stay where you want to be. And that goes in everything that you do in life. So sometimes by being uncomfortable, you're creating new avenues of opportunity. And there's things that we have to challenge ourselves, but sometimes we don't want to challenge ourselves. We're like, nah, man, it's kind of like a fear mindset, or more like I don't want to try it because I'm afraid of that feeling of that. There's like some anxiety that comes along with it. And I know for me, in the past, when I've done things that I was scared of or challenging, that's when I make the biggest strides in everything that I do, from career-wise to personal life to health-wise, you know, friendship-wise, family-wise, you know, everything that deals with your inner self becoming a better self, you know, because we seem to have it all figured out sometimes, but we don't, man. We're all struggling to figure things out. And sometimes even the people who have all the knowledge, man, they have a hard time as well to put it all together. It doesn't come overnight. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. It takes a single discipline decision and consistently making great decisions. And sometimes we think that the greatest decisions are the biggest ones, but the ones that matter the most are the simplest ones, the small decisions. You know, I know that in the past, for me, talking in front of big crowds was a challenge, and I've never in my life thought I was going to be talking in front of people. And now for the career that I'm at right now, I'm actually talking to like hundreds of people at a time. And it's fun. But at one point in my life, it was challenging, and I could never see myself, because I had struggled in the past when I was in college, my early years in college. I had a presentation in my speech class, and I just bombed. I was shaking. I couldn't remember what I was going to say. I was all over the place. I started looking at the people laugh at me, and it just triggered me. And I was like, I left the presentation, and I was like, I'm never, ever going to go up in public again. So that was a big fear for me. And, you know, I started really digging deep, man. I think one thing that made a big impact for me was, like, if I think that's a challenge, then I need to see it in a different way. Like, how can I see it where, like, it's not a challenge and I work on that? First of all, you got to do the homework. Whenever you're going to do a public speaking or something that's challenging, you need to do your homework. You can't jump on it and be like, I'm going to be, you know, the best I can be. No. But if you do your homework for whatever you're going to do, in my case, it's like, I got to do, like, for my work, I do a lot of public speaking. But years before I started doing that, I started doing research on how to present. And maybe I didn't do it intensely where, like, oh, my God, I'm the best. But I knew, I started reading and started learning, and I knew enough to kind of, like, get by and be very better. Like, not very better, be better at public speaking. I'm already going back to my old ways. No, so when I was doing the research on how to become a better speaker, I could be like, oh man, I have to be confident out there. I have to be poised. I have to take my time. I can't just be blurting out words, and I have to really know the content that I'm gonna talk about. I have to really dissect the thought pattern and everything of the person listening so that I can deliver the message well. And over the years, little by little, I also built the courage to be like, you know what? You don't know when you're going to die, man. So when I started thinking like that, like, you don't know when you're going to die. And if I die today, this is going to be a whack-ass, like, opportunity. Like, I need to challenge myself to be like, you know what? I need to go all out today because I don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow. But if I'm here today, this is not a challenge. I see it as an opportunity instead of a fear. You know, like, it's like a... When I started seeing it like that, I was like, if I die today, man, I went out with a bang. I tried my hardest to be the best that I could be. Obviously, with preparation, right? You don't just want, like I said, you don't just want to jump yourself into the fire. You want to make sure you're well-equipped to challenge yourself. Because obviously, if you don't prepare, you're going to be a wreck. And you're not going to be successful. And that's when you start self-doubting yourself. But if you're able to prepare, and those fears that you've had for many, many years, or that's what you've grown up to think, you'll start, you know, erasing that pattern of thought, man, that negative fucking form of seeing yourself in the lower light, in the lower vibration. But it takes a lot of will, discipline, and consistency, and also self-reflection, because you can be like, nah, man, that's just not for me. Nah, that's just not for me. But you don't know if that's not for you because you've never really tried it. Or because that's the way your defense mechanism works. You're like, you know, I'm just going to say I'm not good. That's not for me because inside of my mind, like, I would like to do it, but I just don't want to do it because it's kind of embarrassing or whatever. But whatever it might be, man, a career choice, it doesn't have to be public speaking. But for me, that's what I'm talking about. One of the biggest challenges I had was that. And also, like this past weekend, it was New Year's Eve, right? And my mom was like, hey, I want you to say a prayer for the entire family. And since we all get together at a reception hall, she's like, I want everybody to get together and then I want you to say a prayer. And at first I was like, no, like inside my mind. But I'm like, you know what? Yes, this is an opportunity. So I said yes, and I never said no. And my mind was telling me, like, say no. But in my outside, I was like, no, I got to take this opportunity. I can't just let it go. So when it was time to do it, my mom gave me the prayer, and she gave me the microphone. And, you know, I did the best that I could do, you know. And I prepared a little bit, like, I know that I'm going to keep it calm and collected. I must read the prayer and then say something quick and easy to understand and for everybody to have like a good vibe as we go into 2024. And I did that and it felt good, man. I feel good. But maybe in the past it would have been, no, I'm gonna have to choose somebody else, you know, and then my mom has to like figure out like, hey, but see, this guy doesn't want to do it. Like, so who do I choose next? And it's a challenge for everybody. But I took on the challenge, and let me rephrase that. I took on the opportunity. And I did well, you know, and the family was all together and we all had a great moment, you know. And I wasn't the only one who talked. My dad came up later on and he did like the final speech before 2024. And it was amazing, man, being a part of that. Having that vibration, high frequency, family, love atmosphere, and just being able to share that moment. And when I looked around, man, everybody's looking for that, you know, that comfort moment. And I saw it. I was like, wow, that was a comfort moment, man. We were all there and we got to experience something really, really cool. You know, we did the countdown at 10 seconds all the way to 10, 9, 8, you know, all the way to 2024. And it was like, wow. My kids were there. My wife was there. All my brothers and family, everybody was there. Friends. But that's just one example of the opportunity came, and maybe my older self, my uncomforting self, my fearful self would have been like, nah, Ma, you're crazy. I'm not going to do that. That's whack. That's not for me. You know, so you obviously kill out opportunities if you're in that fear state. And that applies to everything. If you're going to apply for a job, if you're going to look for a new career path, and you have to make that one-on-one meeting with that the director or that one person who was in charge of a department, and you're fearful of what's out there because you're like, nah, that's not for me, or because like inside your mind you're like, man, I want to do it, but I'm scared of going through the process. Like, you just need to, you know, do your homework. Go out there and read a book about a certain topic that is just puzzling you. And before you go out there and challenge yourself and raise yourself to that opportunity, if you've done the homework, you're going to be great. You're going to be great, man. You're going to do a lot of cool things. I think for me in 2024, one thing that I'm looking forward to is like really learning more about business and expanding my mind on that, because that's always been one of my, and I used to say that business is not for me. Business is not for me, because I was not good at it because I didn't know any better. But now that I'm getting older, like, wait, business is for anybody. You just gotta get, you have to do the homework. Like, all the laws are out there, all the literature is out there. All you gotta do is really do the homework to read it, and that's where the challenging part is, right? A lot of people don't want to read about it because it's not easy. You know, you have to really know your terms. You really have to study exactly what they're talking about in certain laws and stuff like that when you want to open up a business, and also read up on like tax laws and tax breaks, and if you're going to open up what kind of corporation, LLC, if you're going to open up an S-Corp or just a private business, what kind of business, and then you got to look at the licenses that you have to get. It's not easy, but you have to do the homework. And if you do the homework right and correct, or you start moving in that direction, you're going to have success, man. Sooner or later, you're going to have success, because business is great. And there's always room for more business. So in 2024 and on, I'm going to continue to expand my mind on that. But also on my health, you know, and ways to expand my mind. And like always, I'm always reading on spirituality, you know, brain health. That's one of my go-to ones, brain health. I love everything about the brain, body health, and how to be more creative and all that good stuff, because all of that helps me in my frame of thought and the things that I'm doing. But I know that it can help out people out there in the world. So this year, was 2023, was an amazing year. Lots of I had to reach out to a lot of people that are not in my comfort zone. You know, I don't know a lot of these people that I called on and like send them a message. Hey, would you like to be on the podcast? And sometimes I didn't get a response from some people, but then I got the response from some people that I would never thought I had a response from. And I was like, whoa, this is amazing, man. Like, these cats are digging this, that we're able to do a episode together and record it and put it on in the world. Oh, I forgot to mention Mr. Obed Padilla, man. I knew somebody from the West Coast, like Obed Padilla. So, like, Obed was one of those dudes that, like, it was a spur of the moment right before, like, the latter part of mid-July. I was jamming out with my cousin Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, bro, let's play some Obed Padilla. Have you heard of him? Like, nah. So he plays the music. He's like, dude, this guy's amazing. Who is he? So I started looking for his music. I found him on TikTok. He had like 8,000, 9,000 followers. Like, oh, this guy's barely coming up. So I reached out to him. And he's like, yo, I'm down. Let's do it. And I'm like, what? Like, are you for real? So I got him on board. And Obed was cool, man. We did a different thing for this recording. So it's a little bit botched up. But I'm going to try to get him again, because he said he would do it again. But for this first recording that we did it on TikTok Live. And it was an amazing experience, because, like, I was connecting with a dude that I was like, this is a badass artist on the rise, man. Like, to me, he's like a legend already, right? Like, this guy's going up and blowing up on TikTok. He has, like, millions of views on his videos, right? And I'm like, dude, this guy's amazing. He came on board. We did the podcast together and all that stuff. So I had to reach out to him and kind of like, oh, I don't know what he's gonna say, whatever. But he reached out back. He's like, cool, let's do it. And now, like months later, he's on Gary V's podcast. I'm like, dude, I got him first. Or I did. I don't know if I was the first podcast for him, but I'm pretty sure I was one of the first ones. And I was like, dude, I got Obit Padilla on the podcast, bro. And now he's on Gary V. Now, I always knew he's on an uptrend because he has an exciting philosophy of making music. Like, if you listen to his music, it's very melodic. A lot of hip-hop, a lot of different sounds all put together. And he creates his own music. He's a producer and a songwriter and an artist. So, self-taught, you know? And I was like, bro, I was blown away to have him on the podcast and then to see him blow up with Gary V. He did a podcast about a month ago. And he was there in the office with Gary V studio, you know, and two other guests. And I was like, dude, I could not believe it. And I was like, wow. And then, and so, like, when you have opportunity like that, like, you create opportunities when you're going against the comfort zone. Like, when you're going into your areas of fear and opportunity, like, you have to switch the mindset on how you see things. Because if you see it as a problem, you're not going to find a solution. But if you see it as an opportunity to find a solution, like, this is something that I need to figure out, man. Like, I need to really do my homework. I want to do this, but how do I get there? You need to find the roadmap. You need to create the roadmap. You maybe find somebody who's done it already. Find a mentor. And be like, hey, Brad, I know you've done this. Like, help me out. Like, how do I do this? And then, you know, sometimes you're not going to get the response you want. And sometimes you're going to have to do your own work. And sometimes that's the best way to do it. Because you built it by yourself. You did it by yourself. Like, at least the grind. Because at one point or another, you are going to get the right help when you need it. Especially if you're looking for it. So, 2024, man, I just want to wish everybody blessings. You know, I want to wish everybody health, abundance, prosperity, intelligence. You know, make the right moves. Make the great moves. Do great things for yourself and others. Financial literacy. Get your mind right, you know. Read books that impact you spiritually. Self-help books. You know, I just posted a TikTok a few weeks ago about what billionaires do. And a lot of them came up that a lot of the things that they do is that they read 50 self-help books a year. So I'm not anywhere near that, but I do read self-help books. And maybe I got to read more. And sometimes to read more for me is a bit challenging because I do tend to read slow. I'm a slow reader. I'll read like a page or two a day. So maybe like some audiobooks. I'm going to try that. See if that works. Maybe when I'm driving, I can do the audiobooks. For me, it's not the same. But if you get the content and the information like that, you know, maybe that's a better way to speed up the process. So I wanted to share those thoughts today, guys. I want to thank you guys for being on the Infinite Talks podcast frequency. Remember, we're not a brand. We are a frequency. And also, I just want to share gratitude to all the guests that came on the Infinite Talks podcast in 2023. And for those who reached out and listened to the podcast, I want to thank you so much for being a part of that frequency. And I pray that we all have a beautiful 2024. Lots of blessings in all kinds of shapes, forms, and frequencies. And 2024 is an amazing year. It already started pretty amazing. And all we got to do is do the work. So thank you so much once again. Have a beautiful, blessed day.